Today in Georgia Ag News from the Southeast Ag Net, well, Georgia producers are seeing a substantial increase in the amount of metal theft from irrigation pivots.
We even have one of our members that's in the Albany area over around Sylvester that he has had the wire stripped off of one of his pivots 3 times in the last 3 months.
That's Brian Toler, president of the Georgia Agribusiness Council, who says the theft issue is a real lose-lose situation.
Because at the end of the day, it's expensive to replace the wire. And that's a big insurance hit if you have that system insured for that. And then the other part of it is the economic loss of how long it takes to get that system back up and going and what your environmental conditions are for the crop that has just been planted to try to get it where it needs to be, the proper stage for this period of time in development.
Toler says lawmakers have done a good job by implementing rules and regulations to combat the issue.
The issue is, how do we catch these people, and what do we do to continue to apply efforts that discourage such metal theft? So it's really a combination of holding the recyclers' feet to the fire, as well as talking to local law enforcement about stepping up to areas where we know there's thefts have occurred. And obviously, once someone becomes familiar with a particular irrigation system, then there is some likelihood in what we're seeing of them having repeat offenses on that same pivot. So encourage growers to be extra vigilant in inspecting their systems.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.